Little taste there of Guitar Zeus, the new collection from the great Carmine Appice, working with some unbelievable guitarists. People like Brian May. Who's he jamming with on that one, Carrie?
This is Mick Mars and Edgar Winter joining him on this one.
Not a bad combo right there. Carmine Appice been making great music for years. Of course, Vanilla Fudge, Cactus, and, well, even a band called The Pigeons that you may not know about, but there's a Bangor connection. Carrie learned all about it when he spoke with Carmine earlier today.
Carmine, welcome to Downtown.
Maine. Wow, one of the first gigs I did with The Pigeons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We bought a van and we went up to Bangor, Maine and played one of our first gigs.
That is exactly where we are, is in Bangor.
Yeah. And if we played there, I don't know where we played, but it was, we had a manager that was managing us, and he bought a van for us so we can go out on the road. And that was the very first trip we took.
Well, it's good to have you back, at least over the phone lines.
Yeah, right?
Well, we're talking to you today about this 25th anniversary release of Guitar Zeus, and man, it is a wonderful collection of 35 tracks, three previously unreleased tracks featuring some of the greatest guitarists of the rock world. And let me check my notes so I get this right. It contains four LPs, three CDs, and booklets of photos and interviews done especially for this release. What was the process like to get this all together and ready to go?
Well, this was all released 25 years ago with an idea I had because I was trying to get a solo deal. And my friend who was a guitar player got a solo deal really quick as soon as he left his main band. And I was trying to get my second solo album out, and it was the Housewives. So what do I got to be, a guitar player? Then I had the idea to do this guitar album and call it Guitar Zeus. I said that in jest, and then I realized it's a good idea. So I followed up, and we did it, and we sold 200,000 records back in the 90s. Mm. But never really released it here, because over here, the 90s were all grunged out.
Right.
We were like dinosaurs, But that's why a lot of these guys were available. Like Slash wasn't with Guns N' Roses, Brian May wasn't with Queen, Freddie died, and he didn't have anything to do. And, so it was perfect timing for all that stuff, but... It was a great idea, and it's decades now. It's been still going, and so I was with Deco Records on some other projects, and I mentioned that I have this 25 years, in this year. It took longer to get out because the vinyl's taking longer to get now.
Mm.
But I told him, I said, like a year ago, I said, next year's 25th anniversary of my Guitar Zeus project. They said, we got to do a box set. I said, that would be awesome, man.
Yeah, it looks...
And we added a couple of... I sent them some DAT, DAT.
Oh, yeah.
And had mixes, after we, record, then we take home and mix on the DAT. And so we put three of those on there, too, which is unique, one of a kind. And it's awesome, And we put some new guys on. We put Tommy Thayer from Kiss and Derek Sherinian, who played keyboard like a guitar, and a new kid named Chris Pidgeotti playing like Van Halen, So, and then we got some other ones that were never released, like Bumblefoot from Guns N' Roses, and John Norum, and this Japanese guy named Choss, and just really great songs. And even if these guitar players weren't on there, the albums would be great albums because the songs are really good. I think they're some of the best songs I've been involved in my career, and that includes, I wrote number one, top 10 songs at Rod Stewart,
Oh, yeah, and, man, it is near impossible for me to pick a favorite out of all the great music in the collection, but one that definitely jumped out at me was Under the Moon and Sun, which features Edgar Winter and Mick Mars. It's just a wonderful song.
Yeah. That's actually a Christian song.
I didn't know that.
The lyrics, Under the Moon and Sun, it's all about, I'm with you under the moon and sun. It's all about God.
Yep, I can see that now, but I didn't click until you mentioned it. Wow. Hey, we're talking with the...
Look at those lyrics. It's amazing, It's really, I have a time, and some of the songs on there, like Code 19, if you see the video that I did on Code 19, it's all about the COVID-19. I mean, Kelly Keeling, he's a genius, the lyricist and the singer. You know, I mean, he comes out with a song called Code 19 in 95, talking about what we just went through, you know?
Yeah.
And if you look at the video on YouTube, you see it. And the song Brian May played on, Nobody Knew. Nobody knew who's running the White House. It's painted all black now. You think they would mind? That was, you know, before Obama was in the White House, you know? It's a very visionary guy, Kelly. Amazing.
We're talking with rock legend Carmine Appice here on Downtown to mark the 25th anniversary of Guitar Zeus being released in December. Released December 17th, available for pre-order now at carmineappice.net. Now, this isn't the only thing that you had out this year. The re-release, you had a new instrumental album out last month, Energy Overload with Fernando Perdomo. Earlier in 2021, the latest Cactus album, Tightrope, was released. What's still driving you to be so productive?
Well, we had COVID, number one. I had a studio in my house. I just moved to Florida, and I built a studio in my house. So with that studio, you know, I was able to work, you know, keep working. We also did a Vanilla Fudge single, Stop in the Name of Love, you know. Mm-hmm. I did it all in my studio, and the guitar just was recorded already, but any other work, like percussion work and stuff that needed to be done on the track, I did in my studio. And I had my buddy Pat Regan mixing that stuff, and I even produced a woman named Lisa G in the studio. And, you know, once you have a studio like this, you send stems and send stuff back and forth on the internet. You know, like I listen to mixes for Cactus in the studio on the internet through the whole COVID thing, you know. So it just so happens. Right now we're working on a King Cobra record that we started a few months ago. But due to the COVID, we couldn't get together, you know. So now we're in the middle of it, you know. But that's probably why. And then everything just came out, you know. And the Cactus record is one of the best Cactus records we ever did.
Yeah, it was a great one. Don't have a whole lot of time left, but I have to ask you about the collaboration you have with artist Eck Heck on the Rock Art Drum City. How that came about?
Oh, the Drum City artwork?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ed's a friend of mine. My wife was a radio personality in New York. She was called the Radio Chick, and he was a fan of hers. And then when we started getting together, he started coming to events of mine and met him. And then he asked me, I said, do you do any art? I said, nah, I don't really draw art. He goes, I said, I can draw drums and stuff like that. He said, well, why don't we, let's try and do something. So I said, all right, so I'll draw something, and, you know. So I drew this thing called Drum City, where I made a little city out of drums. And you know, the hi-hat was in there. It was like a tower, like the Seattle Tower. You know,
yeah,
and then he colorized and projected on the wall and painted and everything. I said, "Wow,
yeah,
great!" So we started doing a whole bunch of that stuff. We sold a few, and we never really pushed it properly, you know. Yeah, because it's not like a thing. I wake up and say, I want to do some art. You know, so I'm still into the music. You know?
It's great looking stuff. People can check it out on your website, Carmine. Thank you again for taking a little time to chat with us, and best of luck with the re-release and everything else you've got coming up in 2022.
Thank you. I'll be seeing you guys on the road for sure.